This morning, we'll talk briefly about, we'll have a short lesson that ties into our theme for 2020. The elders have set the theme of trust and obey for our for this year. And we'll be studying in Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. In this fishing story, we see what should be our whole basis of our relationship with Jesus, because this story teaches us about obedience and trust. What does it mean to trust the Lord? Do you know where obedience comes from? What fuels genuine obedience? What happens when we trust the Lord? If you don't get this, you're going to have a hard time being a disciple of the Lord's. Luke wants all of us, he wants Theophilus, this letter's written to Theophilus, and all of us to understand this principle, because he wants us to trust God so we will obey him and we'll be pleasing to God and we can eventually go to heaven. So, if you will, turn to Luke 5, starting in verse 1. And on one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Now, what kind of fishing is this? Is this flipping lures with a rod and reel? You have a nice big bass boat you fish out of? Well, this is commercial fishing. This is hard work. This is a big net made of linen. And you ever tried to stand up in a boat and do anything much? You realize how hard it is to do that? So these guys had been out all night fishing with this linen net. Imagine how heavy that thing gets just getting wet. So Peter, James, John, Andrew, many considered to be the first disciples. They had been out all night fishing. And Jesus says in verse 3, getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him, Jesus didn't say, I'm sorry, I've said that wrong. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. Now, Peter did as Jesus asked him, didn't he? Was this a big deal? Doesn't sound like a big deal, does it? Not much to that. Get in the boat, put out a little ways. But what if he would have said no? What if he just said, I'm tired. I've been fishing all night. We didn't have any luck. We didn't catch anything. We find out later in this passage. What if he just said no? Like we sometimes say no in our obedience to God. It's a simple thing, isn't it? But what does it lead to? What do we know about the life of Peter? He preached the first gospel sermon. He converted the first Gentiles. He writes letters that become a part of the New Testament. And it started with this small thing of obedience. Many times we overlook the small things, don't we? Say, oh, that's not important. We need to realize the impact of obeying Christ in the small things. Do we cut corners in our walk with Christ and fail to do all he tells us to do? When Jesus tells me to do something, will I do it? Like Peter did it? Let's continue on here. Verse 4. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Now, what had just happened? They'd fished all night we see here in verse 5, and Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." Now, here's Peter. He's a fisherman. Now, what was one of the obvious things about putting down your nets in the daylight? You don't do that in the daylight, typically. The fish see the nets. So, what is Jesus doing here? Peter's saying, "Really? I'm tired. I just got through washing and my nets are drying." That would have been easy for him to say that, wouldn't it? Do we do that? "I'm tired. I had a hard day at work. I don't want to go up there Wednesday night. I work too hard. I'm not gonna go do that." But what does Peter do? I mean, he recognizes, and he says here, "We toil all night and took nothing." So he kind of questions it a little bit, doesn't he? But he does it. He does what Jesus says. Do we do that? Do we let down our nets when we should? When we're instructed by God? In verse 6, "And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. So they signaled to the other partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink." Jesus knew what he was talking about, didn't he? He knows. He's with us all the time. Not just when we're here. Not just when we gather to worship. Or when we're praying to him. He's with us all the time. He's with us at work. When we are instructed how to conduct ourselves at work. He's with us when we fudge a little bit. He sees us fudge just a little bit on an expense report or maybe not tell the whole truth because it would sound better, keep me out of trouble, or to help me get this deal that's important. He's with us at school. When somebody's telling a dirty joke or somebody's being mean to somebody else and we stand by. He's with us in our marriage. And he expects us to honor one another. He expects us to glorify him in that marriage. Do we think about that? If we don't, it's probably because we don't trust him. If we really trust him, we will obey. Obedience comes from trust or faith. If we're not living our lives in a manner that we should, we better ask ourselves about that. Peter's faith here is not easy. Because of what I said, his faith in dropping down the nets in the daylight, wouldn't it be easier to not do so? So our nets are clean or we're cleaning on them and they're going to be drying for tonight? What does this guy know about? He's a preacher. He's the son of a carpenter. He's not a fisherman like I am. But Peter doesn't say that, does he? He does it. At his word. Do we do that? Do we say that? Do we feel that way? I don't I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Jesus. But it's your word. I'll do it. We may think we know better than God in certain parts of our life. We don't. We don't. We need to obey Jesus in everything, as Luke does here. God knows what's best for us in every aspect of our life. We see here in verses 6 through 11, that an abundance of fish were caught. We see here that obedience opens the door to all kinds of blessings. Now, I didn't say that it's going to make us all rich. The scripture doesn't teach that. It's not there. I don't care what these people, what these televangelists preach or anything else. Not there, folks. But we get something much big, much greater than that. Think of the blessings that we receive by us trusting God. Because we trust Him, we obey Him, which brings an inner peace, which brings us a peace that's beyond understanding. And it causes us to do what? To obey Him more and to trust Him more. What happened with Peter here? His obedience in 3 led to greater obedience in verse 5, which leads to greater obedience in verse 11, and a lifetime of obedience in the book of Acts. But if he would have said in that very small thing, "No, Jesus, I'm too tired." Or, "Can't you just get the crowd to move back a little bit? They're pressing in on you. Can't you just have them stand back?" Is that what we say to God? Can we just do this another way instead of doing it your way? Or do we trust Him? Do we trust Him in everything? Which brings about the obedience that's pleasing to Him. Now, there was an abundance of fish, wasn't there? You said, "Well, you know, his life was made materially abundant because of this." What happened? What happened in verse 11? "And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him." That wasn't what this is all about. They became what? They became fishers of men. Are we afraid to give up a part of our life to God? Are we afraid to fully trust God? Because there's a little piece here that I'd like to kind of cordon off here. I'd like to. I think I want to continue to do this over here. Do we have any of that? If we do, we better give it up. We better trust God. We better obey His word. Because that's how we're going to enjoy eternity in heaven with Him. By trusting Him and obeying Him. The process of Peter trusting and obeying and trusting and obeying led to what? What kind of life did Peter have? He got to be with Christ. He got to walk with Him. He was with Him almost 24/7 for the better part of 3 years because he said yes. Because he obeyed Him. It's amazing. Small thing. Small things in our life that will make a real difference. and our obedience. Where could it take you? Where could it take me? Obeying in all things, small and big. Just remember where this obedience took Peter. Are we trusting and obeying in Christ in every part of our life? If not, we better think about it. Thank you.